Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I cannot touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Show in radio, how you feeling out there, man? Extreme rules? Was it extreme? Really? Yeah, we already knew, man. Forget that! It's all about SummerSlam! The road to SummerSlam has begun! You know what I mean? That's how it's going, man. JAMMS podcast hashtag. We can edit that out. I ain't editing shit out! Unless I really have to. Who's going to church? Don't know. We may find out. My name's Bad Body, P111Y DJ Coalition. You know what I mean? You can find us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Yeah, man. In this week's show, we're going to review the Extreme Rules. We're going to review Raw. We're going to review SmackDowns. We're going to have our MVP of the week. We're going to have our Biatch of the week. I believe we might have a chair award based on the latest goings on. You know what I mean? And just for fun. You know what I mean? I saw it out there. Shout out to Smack Talk Center, Massive and Crew. I saw the little meme. I thought I'd play around with it. And it goes a little bit like this. If you was in control of the World Wrestling Federation for a full year, what would you do? What would you change up? You know what I mean? We're going to play about a little bit. You know what I mean? Because I think it's only right, man. Hey, yo! He just marked up the scorecards. We're going to find out what Guan in the prediction sweepstakes. Serial Killer! How you doing?
I'm doing really well, thanks, Mike. Having the week off just to chill out and rest up. So, your boy's good. I'm caught upon Extreme Rules on Raw, on SmackDown. Loving life, living the dream. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Very good, very good. Bro, living the dream, he's living the dream. All right, that's cool. Y'all live the dream. And y'all, that's always blessed. That is always blessed, man. Man, we haven't really had an update of the prediction scorecards for me, man. You know what? It's not even your fault, man. You know what I mean? It's more of a case of WWE bringing us, like, I don't know, hit and miss pay-per-views. Like,
well, yeah, we went 6 weeks between, is it Backlash and Money in the Bank? Was it 6 weeks?
Yeah. 6 weeks between Backlash and Money in our Bank, and then we went again for the Extreme Rules. SummerSlam is up next. I've heard rumors that there's gonna be like a females only pay per view, and if that is true, I am so looking forward to that. That'll be my favorite
That'd
of the year. If it's, yeah, man, if it's true, that would be my favourite of the year, man. Word up, man, you know what I mean? I might do a one-man gathering, man. I don't know, business, man. Women's pay-per-view, you know what I mean? Hey, you never know, man. Mae Young Classic Part 2 coming out. Caitlyn's back in the game. You know what I mean? It's like, rah! Things are looking very promising. I sincerely hope it's true. You know what I mean? And they should do it, man, to compensate for the Greatest Royal Rumble, which had no females in there whatsoever. So, hey, I'm all for it, man, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, prediction scorecards, man. Who's leading the way? And at this time, we're halfway through the year, Serial Killer. Who's headed for the chair?
Well, bringing up the pack is Joe. Joe is heading for the chair as things stand. With 32 correct predictions and 28 incorrect predictions.
Ooh.
Then the Dastardly Shadfather is in second place, 33 and 22. And then Mike, you and I are tied for first on 39 correct and 21 incorrect.
Still, rah!
I'm deeply regretting picking Rusev to win on Sunday night, but that's cost me the lead right there.
Oh, man. Oh, serial killer, man. You know what I mean? It's like going...
He was laughing at me, and I wanted to prove him wrong. I wanted to laugh at him when Rusev won, but...
Nah. You know what your mistake was? I don't know if that was predicted with your heart, but you have to predict with your mind on that one, because you have to think about, well, in my opinion, you have to think about what part of the year we're in. And it was, and to me, it was a pay-per-view before SummerSlam. And Rusev going into SummerSlam as the World Wrestling Federation champion, to be honest, did not sit well with me.
Yeah, you're probably right, to be fair.
You know what I mean? Had it be after SummerSlam, then I would make a case. I'd say, yeah, I could see Rusev, you know what I mean, walking into, I don't know, No Mercy or Unforgiven or Knights of Champions or Clash of Champions, Starrcade, whatever, right, as the World Wrestling Federation champion. I could see that. But we're going into the next pay-per-view is SummerSlam, and I knew this, you know what I mean, because I applied the knowledge with John Cena and Mark Henry. Because their match was like, it was a July pay-per-view. I believe it was Battleground or something like that. And I was hoping Mark Henry was going to win. But Mark Henry walking into SummerSlam as champion, I don't think the WWE higher-ups were good with high with that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Take the racism card out of the equation. Mark Henry going into SummerSlam as champion didn't seem right. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's what that was, man. But Extreme Rules itself, though, man, I mean... When there's 11, 12 matches on the card, you got to expect some of them to be, you know, done really quickly. And...
There's some really screwy matches, wasn't there? There's, obviously, BT and Deletion was quite short. The Carmella match was done really well. It was screwy, but it was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, yeah, Nakamura, Jeff Hardy, basically, wasn't even a match.
Yeah.
But I think that's done quite well.
Yeah.
And obviously, Randall coming down. We don't know why he's being a dick again, but...
Yeah, we don't know.
Randy Orton. We don't know. I think we'll probably find out next week.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Not sure why he's going after Jeff.
That I don't know either, because he was busting up Jeff Hardy on SmackDown like, do you know why I'm doing this to you? And we still didn't get an answer. And I was like, shit, I'm actually interested in that storyline, man. I want Randy Orton to explain himself. It's very weird how he's suddenly going after, because I'm trying to go trace back in the storyline to think, okay, Jeff, what did he do to Randy Orton to make him so mad? What did you do?
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do? And I'm, you know, I'm really trying to think back, like, what did he really do? You know what I mean? Jeff Hardy, you did something. You know what I mean?
I'd like him to revisit the feud they had on Raw for 8-9 years ago, where Jeff swantoned him off the stage there. Off the...
Oh, yeah, shit!
Scaffolding. That was incredible.
Can you imagine if Randy Orton was still hot at that? Say, yeah, I got beef with you, Jeff. You know what I mean? He's on the mind. Yeah. That's why I'm like, fuck Jeff Hardy, man. I'm still hot at when he did that swanton bomb on me all the way off the top of the shit. And it's still putting me now.
That's been hit so hard.
Yeah, man. That's some old shit. Of course they won't do that, but I'd be surprised as hell if they did. Yeah, man, that's an interesting one, man. Because even
there's some interesting screwy stuff with Extreme Rules, but I've got to say, sort of Sanity New Day pre-show, we kind of predicted that one for Sanity, you know, being a win, especially on a pre-show.
Yeah.
No harm at all. Like Balor has to come through against Corbin because it's just a pile of shit, isn't it? Really.
That match I didn't see. I missed half the pay-per-view because my family was on a long thing. You know what I mean? So, and I didn't get time to catch up on it, but I do get the gist of what did happen. When did I come in now? I came in, I got back in the house. I'm trying to think what match was on. I can't remember what match was on, you know, but I do remember this. I wanted to get back in time for Nia Jax and, what's her name?
Alexa.
Alexa, because I was really interested in that match. Yeah, I mean, knowing that Ronda Rousey's got to find herself out there. But
that was really well done as well. I like that.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of really good stuff. big props out to Kevin Owens.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Thank you, Paul.
Kevin, no. No. You know, when I think back at it, I sort of thought to myself, why didn't I predict that correctly? I'm glad they dropped, that's how they dropped it, man. I thought that was good.
We touched on it. We said he'd probably win by being thrown through the cage. Like, we were close.
We did, yeah, but not like that. We expected the cage or to open or something, but we, you know, that already did happen with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
No, he just got thrown off it instead. Fucking hell. It is just like, it's like Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, isn't it? It's just,
it is.
It's almost like a cartoon between those two.
It is.
I love it. It's amazing.
It is. You know what I mean? Oh, God. I really liked the elements in that, man. You know what I mean? Talk about, oh, we want the Attitude Era back. There's your Attitude Era, motherfucker. Dr. Stunner. All right.
Yeah.
Can he do that? And then he told Bron to suck it. I was like, can he do that? And then he got chopped up off the top of the motherfucker, and you have Braun Strowman and stand up there.
And then Braun just came along and put him in a bit.
You know what I mean? And then Braun was like, and the winner of the match, Kevin Owens. I was whining about it.
And then laughed at him.
I was like, oh no!
That must have really hurt.
That was, oh,
really, really
shit.
Hurt.
Yeah, man, because usually when it comes to the announce table, right? They usually remove the top of it and they remove the monitors. But Kevin Owens, they didn't do that. You know what I mean?
No.
It was exactly... they did like... That one, right there, that was like a 20-year tribute to the Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Because that's what that was. Paul Strowman was standing up there on the top of the cage, like his name was The Undertaker and shit. Just standing up there for time. And I was like, no way, you know what I mean? Like, Kevin Owens is taking bumps like that. Like,
fair play to him. I'm not sure how much longer he can keep doing this without really mashing himself up, but fair play. And, you know, we'll move on to it shortly, but he's a very strong contender for MVP.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely, 100%. Because it's another one of those examples where... fans, you know what I mean, they're on some bullshit, because that was Braun Strowman who did that to Kevin Owens. If John Cena dropped the FU to Kevin Owens and did the same thing, or if Roman Reigns somehow did the same thing and threw him off and he's landing onto the tables, the fans wouldn't like that shit. But because it was Braun Strowman, do you see what I'm saying? It's just another example of hypocrite, I'm getting the word out. I mean,
hypocrisy.
There you go, of the fans, for real, just because I don't like said, you know, I miss an opponent. Oh, snap! How you feeling, Chad? The superstar of Pizza Bar! How you doing, Holmes?
Oh, are we live?
We're live, we're recording, we're live in effect, we ain't editing shit out.
How long has it gone?
About 10 minutes.
I've got 10 minutes gone, you know, I've got 10 minutes gone.
Just wait for the pre-show's over then.
You're out of
order. Yes. Welcome to the Jams Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed the pre-show, which most of you probably did, we spoke about...
What? We spoke about Extreme Rules, Chad. You just expressed that joy at Kevin Owens being chokeslammed off a steel cage through a table by the big bad monster Braun Strowman. And big shout out as well to AJ Styles and Rusev for a really, really good match.
Oh, yeah, man.
Really good match.
AJ Styles and Rusev, man. Yeah, man, I went in with that, man. How did you feel about WWE's decision to make the Intercontinental joint the main event? Because no one's in that coming, surely?
It's one of the three main events. The last three could have been any one of them. Three matches. Oh, that's
yeah.
A Roman match as well, I guess.
The WWE title should close out the show, but I guess 30-minute Iron Man match with the ending it had, you can kind of see why they did what they did.
Yeah. As it starts to get near the end, I thought, actually, you know what, they probably will. There's enough time left, and then obviously they need to add some more minutes on, which they didn't in the end, but it's bad time.
Added time, you know, injury time, VAR and all that shit.
I guess well.
Yeah, but generally, Extreme Rules gets a thumbs up. I thought it was a good
really?
Show.
Whoa!
Yeah, definitely.
Serial Killer gets a thumbs up.
If you stand there for 3+ hours, watch 11 matches, and two of them were good, and one okay, and that's a thumbs up.
Oh, so you give it a thumbs down.
Before I ask you why you give it a thumbs down, Shad, just from my point of view, I thought AJ match was fantastic. Kevin Owens and Strowman was good. Lashley Reigns was good. I really enjoyed the Iron Man match. Carmella Asuka, for what it was, did what it needed to do.
Yeah.
It was quite enjoyable. Ronda Rousey was involved. That segment was quite good. I'd say more good than bad. What's your take on it, Shad?
Yeah, I want to hear from you, man.
Is that enough to give it a thumbs up, man? I'm quite a fan of shots, so I thought you'd be on the same page as me.
I'm not saying it was a fantastic show, but I think it had more good than bad.
But if you're going to force someone to say thumbs up or down, then obviously it's a thumbs down, man. It wasn't good enough for a thumbs up.
Well,
unless we lower it. Oh.
Well, to me...
Okay, what weren't you happy with?
We can start from the start, man. The B team, the joke team, that's what the tag team championship means now on Raw. No offence to the B team, man, but they shouldn't have had that won that match.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. It'll be probably like a month-long thing. I'll probably lose it at SummerSlam or lose it on Raw. Or something.
Well, Revival's looking on them hard, man, so why?
But if it's a pain, it'll probably be the next champs.
You think so? Okay.
Squash them.
I see you're thinking. Carry on.
The whole Oscar thing as well is just dumb as well. I think I explained that last week, man. The whole dumb baby face bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's standing there waiting for Carmella or whatever, but it just looks stupid. And it's just like, and then I'm not saying that Iron match wasn't bad. It was a good match. And Drew McIntyre gets kicked out.
Yeah, I know where you're
going. Angle's like, no, let's start the match. Let's have a winner. McIntyre comes back like 10 seconds later, and where's Kurt? Probably on his goddamn phone, like he's most Monday nights.
Yeah, that's a good point.
McIntyre coming back out. I was scratching my head on that one. I thought teeth, dad, that's teeth, but because McIntyre was being teeth like for the first 10-15 minutes of that shit, man. Like, those things have got three falls. Was it the old question? Was it Seth Rollins? Seth Rollins got three falls because McIntyre was being teased? Or was it just to show how good Dolph Ziggler really was by coming back from three falls down?
I'm not sure the logic in it. Like, because all he did there was, like, cause Ziggler to have a lot more work to do. I thought maybe they would run a program Monday night where they sort of fell out about it.
Yeah, because even down to Triple T, because I refer back to Triple T versus The Rock, their Iron Man match at Judgment Day 2000, one of my favourite matches of all time for obvious reasons. Even Triple H, he was teeth, but he wasn't that teeth to be like three falls behind or whatever. Like, he did like a pile driver on The Rock, and then he basically nicked down The Rock of the chair to get disqualified so that The Rock got a fall, and you know what I mean? So that he could do enough damage, and then he put his foot on the ropes, and then he got another fall, you know what I mean, without the referee watching him. So, you know, but that I thought, raw! Drew McIntyre's been teased, like, three falls? I'm like, damn! Even last week, can Dolphin really come back from this? But yeah, it worked out for Dolph in the end.
It did, and it was a good match. It was a good match, no question. Some really good spots in there. Like, all in all, I think it was a good show, just, you know, not the best. Not as good as maybe like the Rumble, which may have the standout pay-per-view this year so far, I don't know.
Yeah, Rumble.
But hang
on, do you mean Greatest Royal Rumble or the Basic Royal Rumble?
No, the basic one.
Right. I really enjoyed that personally as well. Yeah, I did.
Before we go on to Raw and SmackDown, Shad, can I have your thoughts on the return of the Hulkster?
Uh-oh!
Uh-oh!
Here we go!
Come on, now. Terry, man. Come on, you must listen to me or something. I don't know what's going on here, Terry. As a kid, man, I did not be a man, I did. I ain't gonna lie. I had the whole string vest, man. I used to tear it, man. I used to tear the string vest, man. I had the yellow one as well. I had the videos. I wanted to get Sky, man. I wanted to get Sky, so I could see more Hulk Hogan.
Hold on a second, Chad. Before you continue, you had the T-shirt, the Hulk Rules T-shirt, and you actually ripped it.
Nah, the vest.
Yeah, did you actually rip the vest?
Yeah, it was worn out still. When it was time for me to rip the vest.
I didn't think your mum's would be too happy, you know what I mean, buying you the vest and only being to rip it like that. Okay, carry on.
I had all the stuff, man, and then one time we hooked that Sky, turned it on, see Hogan, All American Wrestling. There was no Hogan, man. I was so disappointed, man.
Yeah.
So disappointed. I wanted to see Hogan, and then actually from that prime time wrestling, I see some Hogan, I see clips of Hogan, I'm like, yeah, Hogan, man, yeah, what do you, man? Over the years, watching Hogan, and it's just something that's installed in you, man, that, like...
Yeah. And how old was you then, Chad, just on the record?
I think 8.
8 years old. And we don't give 8-year-olds a chance to cheer on their hero. We booed them out the building and shit, man. What sort of wrestling fans are we, people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? The 8-year-olds, they love off their John Cena, they love off their Roman Reigns, and we booed them out the building. Why? And there he was, 8 years old, cheering on Hogan, who turned out to be a racist.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of wrestling fans are we?
I don't know what happened now. Hogan decided to say a naughty sound out of his mouth.
Naughty.
I'm all very upset, man. But how long can we be angry for, man? Something that we'll never forget. Which is why I went to Twitter to say to him, I was going to say to him, you know, I'll never forget, man, but you remember, man, and you've done so much for us as sports entertainment fans or wrestling fans. I was going to give him a nice message. But then when I was trying to ask him, I couldn't ask him. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Uh-oh.
I went to Google. I typed in Hulk Hogan Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And then when I clicked on it, I see that I am blocked by the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
What have you tweeted involving him to get you blocked?
I don't know what I've said. I know there's a song out there called Wrestling With Words. Mentioned Hulk Hogan, so Hulk, Terry, if you have heard the song, it's just a song, it's just lyrics, man. Macho Man said he was gonna come for you, man, and kill you and shit, man. And he was still his friend. He didn't block you, probably wouldn't have blocked him on Twitter. You didn't block him on Twitter?
You couldn't have blocked him on Twitter because he's probably dead by now.
But why, Terry? Why block me? What have I done to be blocked by the immortal Hulk Hogan, my childhood hero? What have I done?
Hulk Hogan heard the song! He's heard
what
it!
What did you do?
Someone tagged me, please check this out!
I thought he must be.
Even that's all we heard of the WrestleMania show that we did at Beta Bar, where you performed it live. And he tracked you down.
I don't know how long I've been blocked for. I don't know how long this has been going on for.
How about that, man? You've been blocked by Hulk Hogan? Like...
my hero?
Damn! Nah. Are you sure you haven't tweeted it? Have you gone back on your tweeting history and what you may have tweeted? You know what I mean?
Maybe,
I'm trying to think. Was Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Snuka friends by any chance?
Even so, man, I don't think Terry's looking at what people are saying about Snuka. He's caring about what people say about him.
Maybe
let's not go down the Snuka track. Let's move this on before.
Maybe he says something about his daughter. Do you find his daughter attractive, Shad? What?
All right, man. All right.
Didn't you say something about Nick? It's coming back to me. You said something really funny. When I say funny, probably quite insulting about Nick.
Nick? Nick who?
Nick Hogan?
Nick Hogan?
Who's that? This one?
Yeah. I'm sure you said something about his car crash, which is really funny.
Oh, yeah. No, there's that girl that... what was her name? That one who was talking on the blogs. What was her name? The woman, and she's talking about Ziggler, speaking of Ziggler and all that.
Is that the Trisha?
Oh, and she got a chair award, didn't we? We gave her a chair award, right? Trisha Paytas or something.
I think I said the best way to describe that Trisha Paytas, because she had a nice set of titties, but the face was ugly. And I described it to the Nick Hogan car crash, where one of them survived and one of them is retarded. Permanently. Nick Hogan was the titties and the friend was the face.
Now holy shit,
that might have been it, sir.
Maybe it was that.
Bullshit. Well, at least
I know what it is.
You figured it out.
I'll tell you right now.
No. Please, no.
Find out. That's what it is.
Please, no. Because last time you did that, I was gone for like half an hour.
I think that's what it was, man. I think the Hulkster must have maybe caught heard of it. I heard it, man.
You know what? We should, I should ask Mike Knox, you know what I mean, the boss man of BDSI Network, if he's been blocked by Hulk Hogan. Yeah, man, see if there's some sort of...
see you lot have been blocked by Hogan, have a look.
I've checked, I haven't been blocked, but the thing with me is, I don't follow wrestling superstars on my Twitter. There's only two exceptions. The Rock and Vincent Kennedy. Them are the only two guys in wrestling that I will follow. I don't follow no wrestling man, but I do follow wrestling chicks. I will follow the wrestling girl of them, and it's not even all of them. For example, I don't follow Paige. I don't follow Ruby Riott. There's a few more off the top of my head. I can't think of the top of my head that I don't follow, but I do mainly follow the wrestling girl of them. Oh, Alexa Bitch. I don't follow her either. But I'll probably follow the rest of them. And on the case of Instagram, the only other guy apart from The Rock who I follow is Ric Flair. That's it. Yeah, I don't follow no wrestling man. It's just the way I do things.
But my aim was to be blocked by Kevin Owens, if you lot remember, a few years ago.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
As long as you didn't mean Kevin had, man. We're good though, really. We're good. And yet, Kevin has never blocked me, man.
He's not even responded to you.
Talking to Kevin Owens, I think it's time we do our MVP and Bitch of the Week.
I agree with that. Shad, you have joined us. And with all that said, who is your MVP of the week, Shad?
My MVP of the week is an easy one.
Oh, here we go.
It's the Viper, Randall Keith Orton.
Hey, Shad, do you know what?
why he's busting up your party like that, because me and Serial Killer, we don't know why. Not even Shinsuke Nakamura knows why. I saw him look on Shinsuke Nakamura's face. He looked confused as well, thinking, hey? What's going on? I don't get it. So, Shad, do you know why?
Might be a three-way heading towards SummerSlam.
Yeah, but no, okay. No.
I don't know the reason, but that's the outcome.
Yeah, that'll be the outcome, but why did he just randomly decide to, like, stomp on his nuts?
What brand does Pat Patterson work on? Do you not know? Is he on Rural?
What's Pat Patterson got to do with it?
What has Pat Patterson got to do with it?
Because people keep on getting hit in the nuts. And I want to know why. The rest of SmackDown have some sort of dick fascination.
You're not wrong.
Does Pat Patterson work on SmackDown?
I don't know, man. He probably does have a secret crush on AJ Styles or something, but
every time you mention Pat Patterson, I get worried, Chad.
Yeah, I get nervous as well.
I get very nervous.
Pat Patterson.
Stop it. Randall Keith Orton gets your MVP of the week for beating up Jeff Hardy for no reason. At least we don't know why. Only Randall knows why, and he has explained it to us.
He's turned heel as well, obviously. He's turned heel as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Back to the heel. Finally.
So who's your MVP of the week, Mike?
Ooh. I have to think about this, you know. And, you know what I mean? So I haven't been watching wrestling properly as of late, man. I'm going to give it to Kevin Owens. That man gets MVP. We alluded to it earlier. The man gave Braun Strowman the stunner. Okay. So I don't know how he got Austin's blessing or what. I don't know. But he dropped the stunner on Braun Strowman. He told him to suck it. He tried to get out of the cage. And then he got choke slammed all the way through to into the announce table and got boss ass. And Kevin Owens, yeah, I mean, he's probably the only guy on the roster right now who will say, yeah, I will take those Mankind Mick Foley type bumps. Someone's got to do it, and that person's got to be me.
He got absolutely wrecked. He got ruined.
There's got to be some sort of payoff for him further down the road, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what it might be, but he needs a payoff after that, man. Because Kevin Owens, he doesn't even have to take those bumps, man. But I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. But that's my MVP of the week right there, Kevin Owens. See you, Killer. Who's yours?
I've got to agree. Kevin Owens is just taking horrific bumps after horrific bump after horrific bump.
It seems to be every week this is happening.
Yeah, he's just a flipping machine, isn't he? Fair play to him. Him and Braun is the most entertaining thing on TV at the minute.
At least on Raw?
Truly, though, they've been doing this program between the two of them for, what, a couple of months now? It's not even remotely stale.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still stale, it's still really funny.
There's one question, though, about this feud is, what has Kevin Owens done? Can you tell me that? Because I haven't really been following Raw too much. I watch it in half an hour.
Hang on, what do you mean? What has he done to make Braun so mad?
Yeah, what is he after him? Like, what happened?
It's a good question! That's a good question!
Why is Kevin Owens getting bullied, so to speak? Why is he getting thrown off cages and
ladders and all that? That's a very good question. Like I said, Shad, I haven't been watching wrestling properly for the last few weeks because usually I watch it on a stream, right? And my streams don't work properly. And there was guys on YouTube that was actually streaming Raw and SmackDown Live, and then WWE catch up with them and locked off their streams. So I was watching it that way as well. I was watching it live on YouTube, and WWE catch them and locked them off. And because of that, every morning now, like the day after, I always have to catch up on WWE's YouTube page. So they only show me the highlights of one. They only show me what they want to show me. So and that's how it goes, man. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think you must have spat in his mom's face or something, the way he's been treated.
I mean, damn, not even Randy Orton get that sort of beating when it, after he spit Mankind, he's beating Mankind face, you know what I mean? Getting boss ass like that, like, every week, like, shit! For that...
Might have stolen money or something, man, or tell me that was like his sandwiches or something, I don't know. I think it's probably food related. Definitely.
Yeah, because Paul Sharman does like his cake still. Your bitch of the week, Shaq.
You even have to ask?
Yes, I do, because even I'm struggling to find. I'm struggling to find one right now.
I'm gonna give it to the guy who deserves it.
Oh.
Some people want to celebrate that he's back. I don't really give a rat's ass, man. What's he gonna do? Come out? He ain't even gonna fucking be able to do anything anyway. He's not gonna fight. He's gonna stand up there and pose. My bitch of the week is the guy who blocked me on Twitter for no reason. No reason. The next one, the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan.
You know what, Chef? I'll be getting upgraded to the chair ward. Or
blocking Shad.
Or yeah, either that, or I should give the chair war to WWE themselves for even reinstating Hogan like that.
Yeah, they get the chair. So.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Have Hulk Hogan be the bitch of the week, and also Hulk Hogan be the bitch of the week, and WWE themselves to get the chair award. Because I'm there thinking. What is reinstating Hulk Hogan gonna do? What plans does it have for Hogan going forward? You know what I mean? The man's what, heading for 70, right?
I'll be giving him a better push than they did last time.
Uh oh! Chad! Careful now! I mean, I don't know. Maybe WWE they know something we don't. I don't know. Once again, Chad, leave it. Just leave it. You know, serial killer, I will agree on Shad. I think I will give the picture of it to Hulk Hogan, because that was not right. You know what I mean? It's true, Macho Man does a big up this record, about it, a full this record, whereas Shad, he only spit like a couple of bars of what he said he'd do to Hulk Hogan after that racist remark back then. You know what I mean? And that's how wrestling would work. I don't know, right? And you get blocked? You know what I mean? One of the days I might have to go through your tweets and see what and see if you did mention Hulk Hogan's name.
I'm not sure I'd ever like to go through Shad's tweets. Too scary.
Because I'm not too sure if he clocked on to what you said about Snooker, but Hulk Hogan's not that smart, you see. He's not that smart, and he's proven that. So, he gets a bitch of the week. WWE gets a chair award. We'll get to that in a minute. Serial killer, is this a full house as far as bitch of the week, or you got somebody else?
Tell you what. Baron Corbin's really stinking the place out right now.
Oh, no!
And then he got
his phone... Or is it Finn Balor?
No, he got his phone teased by Kirk.
He's looking for
this. Baron Corbin, for the shit hairdo, the shit character, and the fact that he got his phone stolen by Kurt Angle.
I mean...
Corbin, he's heading straight for future endeavours, let's be honest.
Oh, I'm gonna phone Stephanie right now. She won't be happy about this. Man can't even look after his own phone.
Just a shit corporate case.
I mean, don't he get the joke?
A shit Batista or something? I don't know.
Don't he get a joke? We didn't even like Corporate Kane. When I see Corporate Kane, I thought, what the hell? No, man! Where's my Kane who sets people on fire and tombstones the priest and electrocutes people's nuts? That's the Kane I like. Not this Sunday School Charles's Kane. And Baron Corbin's an even worse version of that. You can't look after his phone. That's a good choice for Biatch of the Week. Oh, shit, yeah, man, for real. Right, there's not much more we can add on as far as the chair ward. Going out to WWE, man. I mean, okay, the locker rooms embraced him. They've embraced him. WWE, they like to forgive people and right the wrongs. And the Lord tells us we must forgive, teaches us we must forgive people. You know what I mean? And all that stuff. And they brought back in Hulk Hogan. Now, I'm not feeling it because. If they do that, if they could do that, you know what I mean? China's not in the Hall of Fame. The whole Fabulous Moolah situation, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This whole Dana Warrior, Ultimate Warrior, Stand Up For Cancer, whatever that is, all of that. You know, there's some double standards thing going on here, man. You know what I mean? And the whole Jimmy Superfly Snooker shit, all that shit, and the biggest one of all, Chris Benoit, that's never ending. The fans won't let that go.
Get your chair!
Nah, WWE, man, you can't do that, man. You done slapped us in the face, and really and truly, I should hand you my card, but I can't do it. And WWE knows I can't do it because I love that shit too much. you know what I mean? Oh man. How are they gonna pay us back? What are they gonna actually have Bobby Lashley defeat Brock Lesnar?
I'll be all for that. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about on the show. I know we haven't got much time left,
but
these things going forward. I mean, like Reigns lost clean to Lashley, and it's Reigns versus Lashley again for. A spot at defeating Brock. You know, is it going to be a contest and a triple threat, or?
No, this is going.
I smell a triple threat now.
That's where it's more or less heading, man. Triple threat. Robert's going to get his win back, and then Bobby will be like, "Oh, I'll beat you. It's one apiece." Then they have another match, and that's how it ends in a no contest. But Robert has to get his win back. Don't you believe that, man? That's going to happen.
You know what? I like how you dropped that. I really do. I never thought of it like that. Roman gets the win back, and then Bobby Lashley's like, hold on a second, I've done beat him already, and we could have had a number one contenders match long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to make Kurt Angle think, oh, scene, yeah, that's true, you know, still. And Baron Corbin's going to step in, and yeah, because that's what's going to happen, you know. Baron Corbin's going to step in on Roman's behalf, Kurt Angle's going to step in on Bobby Lashley's behalf, you know what I mean? And then that's what's going to happen, so they're going to triple threat that motherfucker. And then
yeah, put Roman in first, so the fans are all angry, and then add Lashley, hoping that the fans will be a bit happy about that, rather than doing it the other way around.
Yeah. You're on the money with that one. You're on the money, because I thought that they're going to have this match, and then they have a no contest, and then both of them end up going in, on some Brock Lesnar appears out of nowhere, and then F5s are both of them or some shit. I don't know.
Where does Braun Strowman fit into this picture as well?
Well, Braun Strowman Braun Strowman made it so obvious. This is more obvious than Randy Orton cashing in his check some time ago, a few years ago, when I blatantly said, because Chad will always remember me saying it, I blatantly said, I don't want Randy Orton to cash in his check because it's too obvious. And he did it anyway, and it actually worked. And Braun Strowman is exactly the same. He's blatantly saying he's cashing in his check at SummerSlam. He's blatantly said it. And that's how it's going. Now, if I was Brock, Bobby, or Roman, or whoever's going to be in that title match, you know what I mean? I'd be thinking, well, shit. Yo, I'm looking for Braun, yo, because Braun's going to cash in his check. You know what I mean? Now, to me, the whole idea of Money in Our Bank is to catch you unawares. This motherfucker's telling you when he's cashing in his check. I don't know, man.
But for once, we've got some really interesting questions towards the product and the storylines. Like, for once, it's not a case of, yeah, we know everything.
I am really glad about that.
I like it.
I am glad about that. You know what I'm most glad about? I'm glad about that in the sense of Sasha Banks and Bayley. Because we was all there like, Bayley's turned heel. And what we've seen is...
Extreme Rules. But even though they didn't have a match. But She was supposed to turn heel for Extreme Rules.
Bayley and Sasha didn't even fight as far as I... Don't forget, now, bear in mind, I missed half the pay-per-view. Did Sasha and Bayley even appear on the...
No match.
No match at all, right? Raw, now, Sasha's talking about, I'll be damned if someone else tries to take you out. I'm the only one who's allowed to beat you up, right? No one else is beating you up. And you know why? Because I care about you, and I love you, and I'm there thinking, Sasha, are you going to get in Bayley's tongue? You're gonna get a better tongue, and then I remembered what sort of error we're in. I thought, oh shit!
One more thing I forgot to mention. Remember a few weeks ago we spoke about the whole, remember my prediction? Half of the predictions come true.
Yeah.
I said we'd have Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss at the SummerSlam in a one on one match. Multiple threat.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
The other thing, the other part of this, once again, the whole reason why this match has been put together is the one visual, just this one, close your eyes and see it. Alexa Bliss has that thing with her arm or her elbow where she can twist it all round and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to put the arm lock on her, Ronda's going to put the arm lock on her, and then that's how it's going to...
And that's how she gets out of it the first time, right?
Yeah. And then obviously that's the visual for her. So her arm all twisted like, oh no, Ronda Rousey's broke her arms, twisted it like a pretzel. That's how they're running, man.
See.
It's our prediction show, I know. We're like 5-6 weeks away, man, but. I'm telling you now, that's just the way it's going now.
We're like 4 weeks away from SummerSlam now. Roughly four weeks away from SummerSlam. So like, SummerSlam ain't that far away, you know, Star. And so far, to be honest with you, that's the match right now I'm looking forward to is Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Right now, that is the storyline / feud I am actually looking forward to, because I just loved how Ronda went ghetto girl on Alexa Bliss, beating her down with the briefcase, and then she went off the curtain, beat him up as well. And that one segment alone had me invested. I thought, whoa! And she bex, you know what I mean? Ronda Rousey, she bex, and she used her head top, and you know what I mean? And she braided her head top, because you know when Ronda Rousey gets the cane rolls in her hair, you know that's it. That is it. You know what I mean? You're goose cork. Final thing before we move on. Right? Real quick, I saw the meme in Smack Talk Center, so big ups to them guys. And it went a bit like this. If you was in control of the World Wrestling Federation for 1 year, what would you change? Real quick, Cyril, can I start with you, man? What would you change? What would you do 1 year? World Wrestling Federation is in your hands.
Bye-bye, Brock. Bye.
Whoa! Not like that! Oh, snap!
Bye.
Oh, no!
Or at least not have him have the belt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got all those ridiculously talented players on that roster.
Yeah.
And no one's getting a look in, really.
Yeah.
The championship's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You know. I'd sort that out immediately.
Right.
I'd also like to have women's tag team championships.
Okay. Not bad.
I thin the roster out a little bit. It's a bit too saturated.
Oh shit. Some superstars got to go. Okay.
Yeah. Not massive. Just, you know, just need to saturate it a little bit. Or desaturate it a little bit. Because think about it. Pay-per-views are now combining both sets of rosters. That's
So people are going to get dissed.
Half the time.
Yeah, people are getting dissed all the time, yeah.
So, yeah, those things have to change because you've got a lot of really good talent just treading water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got talent like Sami Zayn and Finn Balor that aren't really getting a look in
for
6 months.
Finn Balor never lost.
She's ridiculous, really, when you think about how talented they are.
Finn Balor never lost a belt and hasn't had a look in since then. I wouldn't be surprised if he turned heel for that purpose.
Let's just put him on Tuesday night.
Oh no, not 205! You can't put him on 205!
He can get his belt back. He can get his belt. Oh, sorry, his title back.
You can't do that! shit. Anything else before we move on to Chad?
No, not that I can think of. No, carry on.
All right, cool. Chad, you're the boss man, World Wrestling Federation for 1 year. What would you do?
Well, I'll give myself a raise. How long we got, man? We might have to extend the show for a little bit longer.
We're probably... You would actually bring them back?
I'll bring back the brown panty matches, yes.
But these girls can wrestle now and... Okay.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying now. Fight in their brown panties.
Okay.
What else would I do?
Oh, no. Would you have money in the purse?
Oh, yeah, of course. Money in the brassiere. Just the brass strap was hanging. Either the brass strap would be the cords with the case, the case hanging on it. Maybe it would just be the bra with the contract rolled up in one of the cups.
Shady,
I don't know.
Shady, terrible.
We've got the creative team on that. Bye-bye, Kevin. Oh, God. Kevin Dunn, he's gone. We don't need him. He's done.
Who? I'll get rid of Kevin Dunn. Oh, right. That's a good move right
it's
there.
Like, the whole way WWE is formulated now is just, like, all these breaks during matches and stuff like that. That's him. And, like, we know he's going to go for a break because Michael Cole will tell us that Raw is going to roll on.
But I'll
definitely get rid of a lot of the ad breaks.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We have technical difficulties. The batteries went out. And that's apparent to me that my dog does not listen to the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast.
Pause.
he would know to keep a set of spare batteries next to his...
Yeah.
And a spare key, don't forget.
Chad, we've only got like 5 minutes left of this program now. Yeah. So, continue on before I chime in with what I would do.
What else would I keep? I'd like NXT to go live as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, the number one thing that I'd do, this is probably the most important thing, I should have said this first. I'd have rankings, I'd have a top 20 for the WWF title, one title. So you can still have the Raw and SmackDown if you wanted, but one title. And then you got, like I said, you could have a few between 2 and 5. You have a second to a stick. 5 beats 2. He goes up ahead of 2. Every match will mean something.
It's like a ladder system.
It means something. Well, it's like Money in the Bank now. Okay, the top 7 go through. Because they're the top 7, isn't it?
Almost like a league.
Kind of, but we don't have points, it's just rankings.
Right.
Just use it to make matches mean something, that's all.
Yeah.
Where it's like second against 20, like fucking James Ellsworth is number 20 or something. Not that he would be 20, but something like that. Underdog against the top dog, and then the underdog beats him and he goes to the top.
Okay. The only issue with that is with me is... That almost eliminates storyline. And me personally, I like to see jokes.
Yeah, so. No, you still have your storyline as well. Not every match is like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Most matches should be like that. But then obviously you still have your storyline feuds. Your tag team feuds and all that as well.
I see where you're going with it at the same time, man. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean that everyone's going to be a... I mean, it doesn't mean that certain people are going to be jobbers all the time, you know what I mean? And people can actually... Yeah, as you say, every match means something.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, and then you don't have jobbers so much. Okay, I see that, man. Everyone gets a chance, basically. All right. I like both your management skills. I'm chiming in real quick. I did mention this on their Smack Talk Center group, but I'm gonna say it here, right here and now. What would I do? I loved cross promotion. and it's very apparent now that people look at New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's getting more exposure by the day. It's appearing in video games. It's appearing on YouTube. It's appearing here, there. It's getting talked about more and more and more by the fans. As, like, say, 5-10 years ago, it wasn't. So now, it's only right that I have some cross-promotion and shit going on. You know what I mean? Some dream matches going on and shit. Those will happen, like, at the big pay-per-views. And that's what I would do. Talking of pay-per-views, get rid of some of those motherfucking names. I mean, damn. Right? For me, two people have really got to hate. You got to really feel that hate. You know what I mean? When you're watching them. Yeah, I mean, you can tell they want to fuck each other up before you drop the cell on them. And that's how I do it. I wouldn't be like, oh, it's an annual Hell in the Cell pay-per-view. Come on, let's go. You two go in there. You two go in there. Fuck all that. You got to hate each other before someone goes in a box, or it's a steel cage match, or it's a ladder match, or Hell in a Cell. The rivalry has to escalate. It's got to be that bad before last man standing, whatever. It's got to be that bad. Don't just say, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Fuck all that. So that's what I would do. I'm very storyline driven. So with that said, I know they're making a better effort with the women now, but I'm going to overdrive with that shit, man. I'm going to overdrive. There is rumors of a women's pay-per-view only as well. Did you hear about this, Shad?
I don't know.
There might be rumors that there might be, like, sometime in October, they might do a women's only pay-per-view. I noticed the Charles October because of the Susan G. Coleman shit. You know what I mean? The breast cancer. So I've got a feeling, you know what I mean?
That's when they will unveil the tag titles. Well, one breast for a title.
Yeah. Shit!
You'll see.
Shit. I really thought that we could go for a whole show without somebody going to church. And you just done and gone and broke it now. This is breast cancer awareness, man. Never mind.
Oh, that's just because nobody says awareness like a titty title.
A titty title.
No, Sean, you oh, man, the feminists are gonna love you, man. Word up, man. yeah, my main concern really is the pay-per-views, man. Stop all this shit, man. And give the pay-per-views a proper title. You know what I mean? Make it relevant to the feud that be going on. Like what they used to do with In Your House. You know what I mean? Beware of Dark, Bad Blood, D-Generation X, all that good shit that they used to call the pay-per-views, Revenge of the Taker, all that good shit, man. You thought, oh, shit! You know what I mean? When you heard those titles, you thought, damn, yeah, that actually means something and shit, man. You know what I mean? It's very relative to the feud that be going on. You know what I mean? What's happened to the case ever since?
Actually, there's one of my favourites. Probably this might be the Kevin Owens, but...
Oh no!
Remember Canadian Stampede?
Yeah!
Most of you have Kerry Darwin's because he's Canadian. That's all.
You love running down Kevin Owens, man.
Kevin and Braun is not something you hear in the same sentence very often. In a time.
Shit! Fantastic, man. No, that's some funny shit, man. Yo, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Yo, you heard some jokes step on this show, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? Extreme Rules, Raw, SmackDown, getting the chair, MVP, Biatch of the Week, and what we would do if we was the boss, man, for a year, man. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, man. You know what I mean? That's all right. We're on the road to SummerSlam. Don't be surprised if one of the weeks we're not in effect and we throw on a throwback episode or something, you know what I mean? Or we might even just reminisce back to one of our favourite SummerSlams or something. We haven't done one of those shows in a long while, man. And also, we're heading back to the Pizza Bar Studios to do SummerSlams. But more details on that more towards that time. I've been your host, Grant Body P. He's been the serial killer. He's been the superstar of Pizza Bar. And we out!
It's over.